Welcome to Citi Field in New York, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The designated hitter, Manuel Margot. Batting second. The center fielder, Byron Buxton. Batting third. The third baseman, Royce Lewis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carlos Santana. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Willie Castro. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Austin Martin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ryan Jeffers. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Max Kepler. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Brooks Lee. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Simeon Woods Richardson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting second. The left fielder, Brandon Nimmo. Batting third. The designated hitter, J.D. Martinez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Alonso. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jesse Winker. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Vientos. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jeff McNeil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luis Torrens. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Harrison Bader. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jose Quintana. And now, play ball. Manuel Margot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Margot hits a line drive into right center field. That will be extra bases. Margot is safe at second with a double. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Buxton hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Margot scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Royce Lewis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lewis strikes out swinging. One out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Santana hits a fly ball towards center. Bader makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Castro is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Castro hits a pop-up towards second. McNeil makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lindor strikes out swinging. One out. Brandon Nimmo batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. That is ball four. Nimmo is on with a walk. J.D. Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martinez hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Nimmo moves to second. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alonso strikes out swinging. Two outs. Jesse Winker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Winker hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Winker is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Mets nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Austin Martin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Martin hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Martin is out. One out. Ryan Jeffers is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jeffers hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Jeffers is out. Two outs. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kepler hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Kepler is safe at second with a double. Brooks Lee is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lee strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mark Vientos batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vientos hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Santana makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McNeil hits a line drive towards first. Santana makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Torrens batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Torrens hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Harrison Bader is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bader hits a line drive deep towards center. Buxton makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Mets nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Manuel Margot is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Margot is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Margot hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Alonso makes the catch for the out. One out. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buxton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. That is ball 4. Buxton is on with a walk. Royce Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball towards right. Winker is there to make the catch. 2 outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Santana is 0-for-1 in the game. Santana softly hits a ground ball towards the mound. Quintana throws to first, and Santana is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lindor is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindor hits a pop-up towards short. Lee makes the catch for the out. One out. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nimmo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nimmo hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Woods Richardson covering, and Nimmo is out. 2 outs. J.D. Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Martinez is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Mets nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Willy Castro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-1 in the game. Castro hits a ground ball towards the mound. Quintana throws to first, and Castro is out. One out. Austin Martin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ground ball towards the mound. Quintana throws to first, and Martin is out. 2 outs. Ryan Jeffers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jeffers is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffers hits a line drive towards the mound. Quintana makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alonso is 0-for-1 in the game. Alonso hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's Twins, 1, Mets, 1. Jesse Winker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Winker is 0-for-1 in the game. That is ball 4. Winker is on with a walk. Mark Vientos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vientos is 0-for-1 in the game. Vientos hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. Vientos is safe at second with a double. Winker moves to third. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McNeil is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeil hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Winker scores. Vientos moves to third. It's 2-1, Mets. Luis Torrens batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Torrens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Torrens hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Vientos scores. McNeil moves to second. It's 3-1, Mets. Harrison Bader is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bader is 0-for-1 in the game. That is 4. Bader is on with a walk. McNeil moves to third. Torrens moves to second. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lindor is 0-for-2 in the game. Lindor hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. McNeil scores. Torrens moves to third. Bader moves to second. It's 4-1, Mets. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nimmo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nimmo hits a fly ball towards right. Kepler is there to make the catch. Torrens scores. Bader moves to third. That's a sacrifice fly. One out. It's 5-1, Mets. Cole Sands replaces Simeon Woods Richardson as pitcher. J.D. Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball towards center. Buxton makes the catch for the out. Bader scores. That's a sacrifice fly. Two outs. It's 6-1, Mets. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Lindor, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alonso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alonso strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kepler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kepler strikes out swinging. One out. Brooks Lee is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Lee is out. Two outs. Manuel Margot batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Margot is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Margot hits a fly ball towards right. Winker is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Twins 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Winker is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Winker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Winker hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Mark Vientos is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vientos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vientos softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Vientos is out. Winker moves to second. One out. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McNeil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNeil hits a fly ball towards right. Kepler is there to make the catch. Winker moves to third. Two outs. Luis Torrens batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Torrens is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Torrens hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Torrens is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tyrone Taylor replaces Jesse Winker as right fielder batting 5th. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Buxton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buxton hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Royce Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis strikes out swinging. One out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0-for-2 in the game. Santana hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Buxton moves to second. Willy Castro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Castro is 0-for-2 in the game. Castro hits a line drive deep towards left center field. Nemo is there and makes the catch. 2 outs. Austin Martin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Twins 1. The Mets will come to bat. Josh Staumont replaces Cole Sands as pitcher. Harrison Bader batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bader is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bader hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. That is ball 4. Lindor is on with a walk. Bader moves to second. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nimmo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nimmo hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Bader scores. Lindor moves to third. It's 7-1, Mets. JD Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a ground ball towards second. Castro throws to second to get Nimmo. Lindor scores. Martinez is on first. One out. It's 8-1, Mets. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alonso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. That is ball 4. Alonso is on with a walk. Martinez moves to second. Tyrone Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball towards second. Castro can't make the play in time. Taylor gets a base hit. Martinez moves to third. Alonso moves to second. Mark Vientos is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vientos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. That is ball 4. Vientos is on with a walk. Martinez scores. Alonso moves to third. Taylor moves to second. It's 9-1, Mets. Stephen Okert replaces Josh Staumont as pitcher. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McNeil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNeil hits a line drive towards right. Kepler is there to make the catch. Alonso scores. That's a sacrifice fly. 2 outs. It's 10-1, Mets. Luis Torrens batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Torrens is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. That is ball 4. Torrens is on with a walk. Taylor moves to third. Vientos moves to second. Harrison Bader is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bader is hit by the pitch. Taylor scores. Vientos moves to third. Torrens moves to second. Bader is on first. It's 11-1, Mets. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lindor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lindor strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Buttó replaces Jose Quintana as pitcher. Ryan Jeffers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffers is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffers hits a fly ball towards right. Taylor is there to make the catch. One out. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kepler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. That is ball 4. Kepler is on with a walk. Brooks Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball towards center. Bader makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Manuel Margot is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Margot is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Margot hits a ball towards third. Vientos can't make the play in time. Margot gets a base hit. Kepler moves to second. Trevor Larnach pinch hits for Byron Buxton batting second. Trevor Larnach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larnach hits a ground ball towards the mound. Buttó throws to first, and Larnach is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Twins 1. The Mets will come to bat. Brock Stewart replaces Stephen Okert as pitcher. Christian Vasquez replaces Royce Lewis as third baseman batting third. Trevor Larnach moves from pinch. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nimmo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Hitter to left fielder. Austin Martin moves from left fielder to center fielder. Nimmo hits a fly ball towards left. Larnach makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ben Gamel pinch hits for JD Martinez batting third. Ben Gamel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gamel hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alonso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Alonso hits a line drive into right center field. That will be extra bases. Alonso is safe at second with a double. Gamel scores. It's 12-1, Mets. Tyrone Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Alonso moves to third. Mark Vientos is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vientos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vientos strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McNeil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. McNeil hits a line drive into right center field. That will be extra bases. McNeil is safe at second with a double. Alonso scores. Taylor moves to third. It's 13-1, Mets. Matt Wallner replaces Manuel Margot as pitcher and batting first. Luis Torrens batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Torrens is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Torrens hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Torrens is safe at second with a double. Taylor scores. McNeil scores. It's 15-1, Mets. Harrison Bader is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Bader hits a line drive deep towards center. Martin makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 15, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Christian Vasquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vasquez hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santana is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santana strikes out swinging. One out. Willy Castro is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Castro is 0-for-3 in the game. Castro strikes out swinging. Two outs. Austin Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a ground ball towards third. Vientos throws to second to get Vasquez. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 15, and the Twins 1. The Mets will come to bat. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lindor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lindor hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Nimmo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. One out. Ben Gamel is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gamel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gamel hits a fly ball towards left. Larnach makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alonso is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Alonso hits a line drive deep towards left center field. Larnach is there and makes the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 15, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ryan Jeffers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffers is 0-for-3 in the game. Jeffers hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 15-2, Mets. Max Kepler batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Kepler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kepler hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Brooks Lee batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Lee is 0-for-3 in the game. Lee hits a line drive deep towards right center field. Taylor is there to make the catch. One out. Matt Wallner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wallner hits a fly ball towards left. Nimmo makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Trevor Larnach batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Larnach is 0-for-1 in the game. Larnach hits a fly ball towards right. Taylor is there to make the catch. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 15, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from City Field in New York.